Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Jeff Pallister is the founder of the High Value Manufacturing Business Program. He's the author of a couple of books, including a new one, High Value Manufacturing Businesses Grow, Build, and Sell. Jeff, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Yes, of course. It's highvaluemfg.com. HIGHVALUEMFG.com.
All right, so check that out. They can find your book there.
You can find my book there.
All right, so check that out, folks. So we're in the previous segment, you defined high value company, and this is a company that doesn't make a commodity. They don't make a little plastic part that can be made in any third world country in the world. They're a little more technical. They have processes that are supported by some kind of intellectual property, maybe patents, maybe closely held trade secrets. But they're rich with intrinsic value, and it makes them more valuable. There are companies with that kind of capability that will be bought for that intrinsic value, not so much for their sales volume, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And one thing I find interesting is you won't find that value on your balance sheet, on your financial statements. It's an intangible.
Well, that's a really good point. And I talk to bankers about this all the time, Jeff, and I try to explain to bankers, this kind of capability doesn't have a serial number or a legal description. You know, banks like serial numbers and legal descriptions so they can follow a UCC or a mortgage. But this technology is you can't hold it. It still takes money to develop it and maintain it and to function and make it function. And we still need capital to do it. But the banks, they're going to have to learn how to do this in a way that they have not been able to do it before. What do you think? And this comes into play when you're selling a business.
I think that's exactly right. And if you build up the value, the intangible assets, when a company is looking to buy your company, they're going to look at these intangibles, and it's going to be obvious to them whether your company is worth a premium price or whether it's just another company. And in that case, if it's just another company, they move on. Mm-hmm. A lot of the buyers are looking for the well-run, good companies that have high value that they can build on.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you see a small company available to be sold, what kind of critical mass do they need to be of value to a buyer?
It's a problem in the market in that the smaller companies don't get the attention they deserve from investors, especially institutional investors. Mm-hmm. So I work with companies between 3 million sales and 30 million in sales. There's a real gap in that market.
It's
My
friend Doug Tatum calls that no man's land.
Yeah, it's a real problem. So if you've invested your life savings, your last 20 years, and you're stuck if you can't sell it. Your net worth is locked up. So the liquidity event is a real problem.
So if you're contemplating selling in 5 years, but in a year or two you have an opportunity to roll up into another larger company to then be sold as a larger aggregate, you probably better think about that, right?
Yes, it takes time. That's why I encourage everyone to start thinking about this and not just wait until, another day. You never know when an opportunity will come by and the company says, we're interested in buying a company, but you're mm-hmm. not ready. Then what do you do?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Life has a way of not being on your schedule. And these days, if you're a small business, you better pay attention to what's coming in over the transom, because it might be giving you a signal. Hey, Jeff, good job. Thanks for the great report. Congratulations on the book. Give us the name of the book again.
It's High Value Manufacturing Business.
All right. And that's the new one. Also, Chain Reaction is another one of his books. Hey, highvaluemfg.com is the website. By the way, hey, Jeff, good job. Thank you for being here, and good luck with the book.
Great to speak with you. Thank you.
Jeff Pallister, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.